Hello,
it's Corey
and Connor,
and this is
Obsessed.
Wrapping up March.
The longest month ever.
Like, I kept thinking at the beginning of every week, I was like, oh my God, Connor and I need to record.
I know,
and then I was
too.
Like, oh, wait. Like,
it's not the end of the month yet.
No. I think it's because for, like, the first time in the, like, 2.5 years history of us doing this show, we, like, did it on time because of the Oscars.
Yeah. Yeah, I just feel like a year since we were recording.
Right. It's very strange. But it's March. How's your March been?
Just plugging along.
I know. It's been so long that it's, like, hard for me to even remember, like, what happened in March.
You went to Vegas.
I did go to Vegas. I did. I lost all my money.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I plan out Vegas, like, in a way that I can't get too depressed because I just put, like, a little bit of money away each time. So then I go, and the cash that I have is just, like, my Vegas money.
Oh, that's smart.
FYI, don't play the freaking Ellen DeGeneres game because it tricks you.
Ooh.
It looks like a penny slot. So, like, usually that's, like, what I play is the slot machines, and it's, like, 50 cents, but hers are, like, every, like, spin or something is, like, a dollar or something. I was like, damn, Ellen, I put in $100, I lost 50 within, like, 5 minutes.
Shady,
I couldn't even believe
shady
it.
Shady Ellen.
And I was like, Ellen, you have enough money. Like, let's relax. Wheel of Fortune, though, did me right the first night, but then Blackjack did me real wrong the next night.
Ooh.
Yeah. But, I mean, I pretty much just, like, drank the whole time because that's you can't get drunk
important.
In Vegas, I feel like, because
they
of
pump
the oxygen.
Into everything.
Right. I really feel like that's true. And while I was gone in Vegas,
I was house sitting for you.
You were, per usual.
Vacation for me.
I know.
Hanging out with Henry.
And I feel like we have to let the listeners know the exciting person that you saw and then the super depressing person you didn't
so
get to see.
I was here on a weekend. My friend Julie and I were like, oh, like, let's, like, go have, like, a Sunday fun day in WeHo since
right.
Corey, like, lives nearby. So Julie, like, Ubered herself over here. And we went and had brunch. And then we were like, let's go to Pump. Like, we
the
never go.
Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant.
Yes.
As we all
her
know.
Gay garden club restaurant. Not to be confused with Sir, which is around the corner, which is what Vanderpump Rules is based on.
Right.
Or it was filmed in, whatever.
Right.
And Lisa Vanderpump was there.
I can't even handle
and
it.
And Ken. I was
dying. Was Jiggy the dog there?
No Jiggy.
No Jiggy.
There's no Jiggy, but we did have the Jiggemeister. So they have these, like, pitchers of just, like, booze you can buy.
Oh my God,
with,
they're
like,
called Jiggemeisters.
One was called, like, the Jiggemeister.
Amazing.
And another one was called, like, Pinkalicious or whatever.
Amazing.
Yeah, and we were drinking quite a bit. And then I got a text from someone at my work being like, oh my God, you'll never guess who's coming into work tonight. And I was not on the schedule.
Which to preference this, like, or preference, is that the right word?
Yeah.
Okay, to preface this, thank you. Connor is, like, for some reason at his restaurant job, gets every celebrity. Like, they always give him the celebrity clientele to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
So if he was there, this person would have been his
my
table. Go on.
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Like, I literally can't
so
even handle it.
I'm sitting in this bar, and I'm like, what? And I was like, hey, we should just go eat. Let's just, like, go there for dinner. And we were like, yeah. So we went back to Corey's house. And then I just fell asleep because I had just
Sunday
been
fun
having
day got
too
you.
Much fun. And in retrospect, probably best that I didn't show up. I probably would
after
have just like.
After you drank pictures of Jiggemeisters, I don't think that's like the appropriate time to like see Beyonce.
No.
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 Because I think you just would have scream cried in her face maybe.
And apparently there was like a lot of hair. Apparently it was like the president was showing up.
I'm
they sent
sure.
a security guard 2 hours before to, like, scope out the restaurant. They let them in this, like, secret back entrance. They had decoy cars. And the entire time they sat and ate, there was, like, a security guard standing in the front of the restaurant and the back of the restaurant.
That's insane. This suddenly reminds me, I did not tell you this yet. So, Seth MacFarlane is a regular at my restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And, am I allowed to say this? The scoop, Catherine McPhee was performing.
Oh, yeah. I never talked
with
to you
him.
About that.
Right. Okay. So she was performing, like came and sang a song with him on his set. And I don't know if they're dating, whatever. They stayed at the restaurant a very long time, just the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that I'm the bartender. I'm usually one of the last to leave, but the server was having to stay longer because they weren't drinking anymore. And I was like, well, I'm leaving. So I went out the back entrance and there was a like five or six different paparazzi guys who immediately like put up their cameras and then when they saw it was me, like an audible like, oh.
They they thought they were going to be able to go home.
I was like, excuse me, like, wait, you don't want to take a picture of me?
No, you can in my work uniform. Like, please.
Really cute work uniform, little greasy hair. Don't you know I'm the reoccurring character on Nickelodeon television show? Hello. You're not? Oh, no? No? Okay. But, one day
it'll be a nuisance for you.
Exactly. So, yeah, pretty much just celebrity sightings and booze was our March.
Yeah.
Pretty regular.
Yeah. Very normal.
Usual, our obsession of March is television shows because they're on point. Like, obviously. It's out of control. And specifically, one that I don't think has ever gone bad, but some people have thought is killing it this month. Girls on HBO.
Obsessed with this season.
Obsessed.
I was obsessed with last season too. And it's super interesting because a lot of people I've talked to who like were diehard Girls fans in the beginning like don't like where it's gone.
Which is so weird to me because...
But see, and then the opposite. Like, I wasn't a huge... I always watched it. Like, right. I enjoyed it, but I wasn't like a diehard fan.
Right.
Like, dying to watch it every week. Until the past couple of seasons, like, I've kind of settled into it.
I've always loved it, and I continue to love it. It just, I think it's such good writing. The acting is amazing on the show.
Beautiful. I just think it's really pretty this past couple. Like, I don't know, just it's very nice to watch.
Absolutely. Visually. Absolutely. And it's like the characters are all in really fun places. Shoshana's in Japan, so they're shooting in Japan, which like looks Japan really cool. Stuff. Oh my gosh, amazing.
Makes you want to go.
Yeah. But specifically, this past week's episode called The Panic in Central Park, it was a capsule episode for Marnie. I'm obsessed. Like, I have watched it twice already, and I've gone back and, like, I, like, paused it and was, like, rewinding and was, like, the guy who plays Charlie, his name is Christopher Abbott.
Yeah.
He's so good.
And did he leave after the second season?
Yeah, so that's really interesting, too, because so he left after the second season kind of, like... not on good terms with Lena Dunham. Like, he didn't like the direction his character was going, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I thought I remembered that.
Right. So that's why it was, like, a really big surprise that he came back. And I guess she watched the movie, the Al Pacino movie, The Panic in Needle Park, which is so good. I watched it a couple of months ago randomly, and it is so dark and sad and, like, don't do heroin. Ooh. Let's just talk about that.
Yeah.
But she, like, watched it and, like, she said she had, like, a fever dream and, like, wrote the entire episode and just knew she had to have him back. And it's, like, a little mini movie. And even if you don't watch Girls, I highly recommend going and watching this episode. You don't.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's just, like, a short film. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And Allison Williams,
I love listening to... I watched the same thing where Lena was talking about that. And they, like, after the episodes... If you don't watch... these, you should, like, watch all the way through Girls. Like, they do these, like,
they do it on every HBO episode or show,
and they just, like, talk about the show. They do it for Game of Thrones and stuff too, and Togetherness, which sadly got canceled.
Which is my biggest depression.
Can't talk about it.
No.
Anyways, they, like, interview the actors and stuff, and they are, like, we're talking to Allison Williams, and, like, typical Allison Williams fashion, like, she does something great and then, like, makes me just be like,
yeah, I know.
She was like, well, I was told that Marnie was getting a capsule episode, and, like, it's gonna be all about Marnie. And I, like, didn't want to get my hopes up because, you know, like, sometimes these things don't happen. I was like...
But you were on a hit television show for 5 years.
Peter Pan, sit down. Girl, bye. Girl, bye.
No, I can't even. She's just, like, every time she's, like, in interviews, she just comes across so, like, airhead. And I know she's not, but,
she went to Yale.
I know.
Fortunately for her, I thought she was really good in the episode. She was. So it
she's
was great. Fine, but I was just like, girl.
She's probably going to get an Emmy nomination.
Please have several seats.
I know.
In the words of Kenya Moore, please have a stadium full of seats.
Which I think it is really important to quickly bring up. Also, the Atlanta Housewives reunion specials are on right now. God. Again, even if you don't watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta, watch the reunions.
At least catch up with my Dub Smash. By the way, I think I don't know if I have to plug that. CMAC Dub Smash. do a lot
on Instagram.
Real Housewives. Although I've been getting some flack, some hashtag haters out there.
You have?
Not people. People that I know. People in my family who remain nameless. Saying I do too much Real Housewives.
No, I think it's good, though. And then I need to,
like, spread
the wealth. That's your fan base, though.
It is. So I've done a few, like, the past couple days of, like, non-ones, and they, like, go over well, but it's the Housewives ones, like, hit it.
Because
like,
they that's get the fan base by,
like,
is crazy.
The fan pages and stuff like that. I, like...
The fans of Real Housewives are crazy,
I have my first stalker. I haven't even told you this.
What?
Do you, like, people can, like, direct message you on these things? Someone, like, direct messaged
Connor,
me and, like,
I die.
Drew a picture of him and was like, I hope you like this.
Are you serious? Yes. Oh, my God. You have to show me immediately.
It's a little creepy.
That's hilarious. Like, just a picture of you, like, from your profile picture or something?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're so famous. You have a stalker. I die.
Anyways.
So we all know, like, my obsession with Bravo goes deep. And then Connor went even deeper once he got on the game.
Oh, it's bad.
And now, I've been telling him for so long that he's got to get on the Real Housewives of New York train. And he finally has. Girls is, like, our good New York. Yeah, like, our art.
This is
art.
My, like, trashy New York. I mean, right, these and women. This is our trashy New York. Just, I get. I'm like, oh, I get them. Like, I'm... From, you know, the tri-state area.
Right.
I have a lot, you know, I know a lot of people from Long Island. I know a lot of people, you know, I went to school in New York. And so just for bringing me back to my roots, like a classic Long Island accent, like down ass hard bitch, like these women. And they're crazy.
They're the craziest.
Too much money. Because if you can live in New York, you obviously have to have a lot of money. And like too much money and like too many... dollars to go to therapy.
I know.
I just
and to like and start women, your own weird little businesses.
The biggest thing about these women can drink.
Oh,
like,
my God.
The Atlanta and the Beverly Hills, like, they obviously, like, enjoy, like, wine and stuff like that. But these women are, like, knocking back martinis.
Like, doesn't it make you want a martini like you've never wanted one before?
I've been craving it, like,
I know.
For weeks now.
I know.
And by weeks, I mean, like, 5 days, because that's how much I've gone in deep on this show. I know. I've been watching it for 5 days.
I know. It's so good.
What Bethany, are you doing here without Dorinda? Yeah, like, I just...
The quoting, like, you will have so many dub smashes, you won't even know
what,
like, to do.
Yeah, I'm, holding back. So they're coming back in April. I was like, okay, this is part of my job now. Like,
right,
I
it's have, true. This is my you gotta research. Get your fans, you
so
know?
So I gotta, you know, because Atlanta and Beverly Hills are gonna end.
Exactly. And, exactly. Yeah. And I feel like New York is, like, one of the staples, because Bethany
classic.
Is the all-time...
And
like,
she's
the all-time
yeah.
housewife, and she's back on the show. She's killing it, skinny girl.
These women are vulgar. That's the other thing. Like,
yeah.
When they talk about sex, it's like, oh my, like, literally, like,
well, a bunch of them are single on Real
yeah,
Housewives
and that's
of
what's interesting.
New York. Yeah. They're, like, super rich, like, powerful women that are single and, like, ready to motherfucking mingle.
Well, and they're all cougars. They all date these,
yes!
like, hot younger guys.
I
it's
know.
Hilarious. That I'm convinced they, like, say they're models, but I'm convinced they're just male prostitutes.
So this past season, there's a character
like,
named
no
Sonia who's like
or
a
they
crazy
were like central
woman.
Casting or something.
Right. Like, she's dating like 23-year-olds. It's like, what? Why? Why is this 23-year-old? She's a sugar mama like no other, I guess.
And like, but it's just like, she doesn't even really have money. Like, she just got, like, she has like $1 million lawsuit against her.
Like, because, a $7 million lawsuit. Like, her
because she was
out
like, quote unquote, like, film producer.
I can't.
And then she didn't produce this movie, so she's, like, being sued.
I can't. I'm so excited for it
like,
to come
who
back.
Who produces a movie with no movie? How tragic.
You gotta do one of him.
I know.
Oh, God. So, yeah, pretty much just television based around New York, because Broad City's been back, too. Have you watched
any
Broad City?
I haven't watched any.
It's, like, so funny, because it's, like, Girls is, like... I mean, I guess Girls is a comedy too, but it's like a dramedy. It's like shot super beautifully. It's like that version of New York. Then there's like Broad City, which is like crazy, hilarious New York. And
well,
then
because like love Lena Dunham and love all the girls in that show, but they're all like pretty privileged. I mean, like,
yes, it's like a very privileged life. And Broad City feels more like
these girls
what
like
we would do. Yes.
Yes.
And I've watched the first couple episodes of the new season. It's so on point. They're so funny. Hillary Clinton is in an episode. Like, I can't even handle it.
So funny.
It's great. So, yeah, pretty much television shows about New York.
Making me want to go to New York. I'm going in May, and so I'm going to feel so excited.
Oh, God. Please go meet Andy Cohen.
I'm trying.
Don't you remember that you
to be my queen. So April is coming up. I don't really know.
I can't believe it.
I know. I can't believe that it's like already April. I feel like we were just
spring
like.
Spring has sprung.
It really has. Even though it's kind of cold in LA today. Yeah. It's like a chilly freezing 65 degrees. But some more exciting television shows coming back.
Game of Thrones. And YouTube, the creator, said that this is like by far the best season yet.
I cannot even wait. Like, what is up with Jon Snow?
He's definitely alive. I mean,
he has to be.
He's alive.
He's the sexiest man ever. He has to be alive. Though I did see him at Patty's. Were you there?
I was with you. Oh, yeah, when we saw him.
When we saw him, and he's like a solid 5'2", maybe. He's so little. And that was kind of crushing. But anyway, so excited for that. And then the other show I'm super excited that's coming back that I am trying to pull Connor in on, and I think I eventually will because I've gotten him on all of my Bravo obsessions so far, but Southern Charm on Bravo, y'all. It's about these people who live in Charlotte, North Carolina. Okay, yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, no, it's not Charlotte. It's in Charleston. Oh. It's all based in Charleston. It's so, the setting is beautiful. The people are beautiful. They are rich. They are batshit crazy. So many of them are trust fund people who are like 40 years old, like trust fund people.
Oh, no.
It's hilarious. Please, everybody watch it. And I actually know the girl who does the theme song.
Oh.
I know. She like posted on Facebook. She was like, hey guys, Southern Charm's coming back so you can hear my voice. I was like, damn girl, get it.
All right.
So that was pretty cool. Yeah. And then I think just like per usual.
Getting into fitness. We're like back in the cardio. We decided we're going to maybe run a half marathon like in the fall. In the fall. So we're like mentally prepping for it now.
Yes. Well, Connor's like actually prepping for it. And I am too in my, like I'm still at the very beginning. Like I'm like running 3 miles right now. Yeah. And you're like at 6 already. But yeah, we're going to run a half marathon. We just have to do it. And
we've both done it before.
Yeah, exactly. We've done it before. Yeah, and we're going to do it again. So get ready for us just to be like, so hot, you won't even know what to do with yourselves. Yeah. Come at us,
April. Sexy by summer.
Yes, sexy by summer.